This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
PR.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Early voting for the November election begins today. Along with local ballot measures, Texans will decide on a whopping 17 amendments to the state's constitution. That includes Proposition 16, which clarifies that a person must be a United States citizen to vote in Texas. The Texas Newsroom's Blaise Gainey reports.
Proposition 16 really just changes things on paper, since only American citizens can vote in Texas. It would simply enshrine that in the state constitution. Supporters say the proposition prevents future legal or policy changes allowing non-citizen voting, but critics argue it could mislead voters into thinking non-citizen voting is a problem, even though there's little evidence of it happening in Texas. I'm Blaise Gainey in Austin.
A new study from researchers at Texas A&M University found that a lack of shade and vegetation is exposing Houston residents to dangerous surface temperatures. Texas A&M lecturer Ding Ding Ren and his team said that lots with vegetation can cool the surrounding area significantly.
So vacant, we consider that as a missed opportunity because there are a lot of passive cooling system can help to reduce the local microclimate.
Researchers found that higher temperatures were associated with the communities that are most at risk during natural disasters. Thousands of protesters marched to Houston City Hall on Saturday as part of the nationwide No Kings protest. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson was there and spoke to demonstrators.
Thousands of Houstonians stood in the sun in downtown Houston, all in opposition to the Trump administration's policies. It was one of dozens of No Kings protests in Texas, and a diverse group of nonviolent protesters showed up. Demonstrators spanned generations, from young children to grandparents, like retired Judge Terry Flanagan, who marched for his children and his grandchildren.
I would like for them to know that that at least their grandfather pushed back to the extent that I could.
As many as 100 law enforcement officers stood on the sidelines monitoring the demonstration, which was nonviolent. In Houston, Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
Firefighters from multiple departments worked to put out a large blaze yesterday at a commercial building in the Spring area. This happened near Spring Cypress Road near I-45. Spring firefighters, in addition to firefighters from South Montgomery County and the Woodlands, assisted in getting the situation under control. The blaze sent heavy black plumes of smoke high into the air that could be seen for miles. People were forced to take alternative routes in the area, and residents in general were asked to avoid the area as first responders worked the incident. This was a business that caught on fire. We'll climb up a little bit in temperatures at the beginning of this week before cooling down, but the bigger deal is rain possible. Tomorrow we're set up for a high of 92, but then we'll cool down to 82 Wednesday. That's because there's a 40% chance of precipitation right now coming up tomorrow. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.